7:43 in St. Louis, a listener-supported worldwide KFUO. His time with Buzz Ulrich filling in for Andy Bates during this wonderful weekly segment we have with Lutheran Senior Services. And Jane Wilkie joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning. It is sunny where you are.
It is sunny where I am. I was up early this morning here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I saw the sunrise, and it will be a sunny, beautiful, but cool day here. And as you and I were just chatting about off the air, it seems like that's really quite the way it is everywhere in the Midwest. Rain in the east and cool in the Midwest, and I haven't noticed what's going on in the actual western half of the country.
Yeah, and here's the odd part. I came in this morning, and I guess Craig D'Onofrio last night when he was on the air had done the forecast for Honolulu, so I naturally looked at it and said, well, let me just update it and see what it's like in Honolulu, because it's been 11 years since I've been there, and I thought, well, what are their temperatures going to be? You know, it looks like a broken record there. Isolated or scattered showers, 20-30% chance, lows 77, highs 87, and I sat there thinking, okay, well, I'm either going to enjoy the fall because the colors are coming soon, or I'm going to wish that I was back there in Honolulu with a boring forecast like that.
But think about the monotony of that. No,
right.
No, my apologies to anyone in Honolulu, but we do have the seasons here, and yeah. So that's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And one of the reasons why I love the seasons is because for me it's a reminder of God's faithfulness. That predictability of knowing that after every summer comes fall, after every fall comes winter, there's just some comfort in that. That just reminds me that God is God, and he is unchangeable. And even though we never can predict from day to day what will happen, we know he never changes. And so for this week, actually, that's a lead-in, I guess, to thinking about what I wanted to chat about this week, that whole idea of comfort. Last week, I did talk about the Lutheran prayer breakfast coming up, and I wanted to remind listeners that we are still taking reservations for that. And that date is Wednesday, October 14th, now less than 2 weeks away. And the location is Orlando Conference and Event Center in Maryland Heights, just off of 270 and Dorset Road. And the time is 7 a.m. That's when registration begins, and there's coffee and fellowship with a breakfast, a full-plated breakfast beginning at 7:30. The breakfast is followed by a program, and the featured speaker of the program is Reverend Greg Seltz, who is speaker of the Lutheran Hour. And his topic is going to be on the Lord's Prayer. In fact, he's written a book on the Lord's Prayer. And everyone who attends a breakfast will receive a free copy of that book, Compliments of Lutheran Hour Ministries. And, of course, Reverend Seltz will be on hand to sign the book if you would like that as well. The cost is $25, and as I mentioned, we are still taking reservations, and we would love to have any and all of the listeners come. Reservations can be made two ways. They can be made through Eventbrite. If you go to LutheranPrayerBreakfast.eventbrite.com, and I will repeat that, LutheranPrayerBreakfast.eventbrite.com, you can purchase tickets there, $25 per person, $250 for a table of 10. Of course, you can also purchase three or four tickets. There's no expectation that a whole table would be purchased. Or you can go ahead and contact Sue at Lutheran Senior Services. Sue is our events director, and her number is 314-262-8217, 314-262-8217. And we'd love to have people come. I think the topic of the Lord's Prayer, when I was talking about comfort before, I know Reverend Seltz is going to be talking about the missional dimensions of the Lord's Prayer, taking a whole different look at it. Yet, you know, one of those things that's wonderful about the Lord's Prayer is that it's a ritual for many of us, and there's comfort in that. So, Buzz, I don't know if you've had a chance to ever attend one of these prayer breakfasts, but it's sponsored by 13 different Lutheran organizations around St. Louis, and so it's a great event.
I have not to this point. However, I will be there this year.
Oh, Excellent. Well, I will be coming down from Minnesota to St. Louis for the prayer breakfast. And so I will have the to look for you in the crowd and say hello.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. We were discussing it around the station. We were all thinking, well, okay, we've got this and this and this going. And I said, you know, that morning, I don't have anything that would preclude me from going. This year, I would like to go, if that's possible. So we're making those arrangements. And it's funny because before we took the break coming into the segment here, I read the public service announcement that we have in studio here about the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast. And my mind started thinking about this even before I knew you were going to talk about it. In fact, I didn't know you were going to talk about it. But this is one of those things that for so many people that have attended it through the years, and I've met quite a few people who have mentioned after the event a couple of years ago, I met a couple that had been there, and they said, you know, this is such a good event to have. And I mentioned that I hadn't gone, but I was looking forward to the day that I would have a free morning when that was going on. And this year's, at least year number one, I'll be able to do this.
Well, and it's a wonderful opportunity for these organizations to really unite together in sponsorship. So it is not a fundraising breakfast, which so many are. It is a prayer breakfast. It is an opportunity for people to gather together around the word and song and have an uplifting message and have a wonderful meal. We can be fed spiritually as well as physically through the prayer breakfast. Of course, it's called the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast because it is sponsored by Lutheran organizations. But if there are listeners out there who would say, well, I can't go there because it's called the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast, please do not let that prevent you from coming and being uplifted. All beliefs and faiths are welcome.
It's a prayer breakfast. That's the most important part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have hit the nail on the head. So as in regards to Lutheran Senior Services, of course, you know, comfort is one of the things that we are dedicated to. I was thinking as I was preparing that message and thinking about that whole idea of comfort that there are so many ways that that we do bring comfort to many people. I know that people know about Lutheran Senior Services, but if you think about comfort, I think about our nurses who are there firsthand for our skilled nursing residents who need to have that professionalism, that professional care day in and day out, 24 hours a day, or even those in assisted living where it may not be for all day long but need some additional assistance. There's that comfort and compassion that comes from a compassionate caregiver who is doing this because he or she wants to serve others. There's even comfort that our residents give each other. We have in many of our communities, we have volunteer opportunities for our residents. There are some of our communities that have trained, that have independent living residents who are trained as Stephen ministers that do lend that comfort to each other. We have some who make it a regular, on a regular basis, have one of their things that they do is to volunteer by visiting some of our care center residents who may not have family in the area. And I think you do know also, Buzz, that Lutheran Senior Services has Senior Connections, which is dedicated to training relational volunteers and connecting those volunteers to seniors and care centers all around St. Louis for that very reason, bringing comfort and care and relationship to people who may not have families who can visit them on a regular basis. And so part of our mission, Older Adults Living Life to the Fullest, is that we know that there are some those times when everyone needs some comfort, and that's what we are dedicated to. People can learn more about all that we offer through our website, lssliving.org. On that website, along the left-hand side, left-hand tab, there are so many different options. You can click on those options, and you can learn more. And if anyone wants to learn more about Senior Connections, They can also go to the website, and across the top of our website, lssliving.org, there is a tab there called volunteering. And then when you open that tab, you will learn all about our various different opportunities for volunteering. I know, Buzz, you've been in some of our communities in the band that you play in.
Yes, the Letter Carriers Band, and we've played several of the communities, and I don't have the schedule with me, or I'd probably mention at least one other time we'll be playing this year.
Excellent. Well, I know that you've been able to see it firsthand, and that even just brings that up from that standpoint of so many people are on our campuses for so many different reasons, and they probably don't even realize that we have the wide scope that we have. Not only do we have our continuing care retirement communities that offer all levels of care, but we also have affordable housing for low-income seniors, and we have home and community-based services that can bring medical and non-medical services right to your home. So regardless of circumstance, Lutheran Senior Services has as its mission to provide those services to you.
I know one thing about having gone to many of these facilities before, and that is that when you do visit, you feel not just the love of the people there working and the residents, but you feel safe in these communities and in these various atmospheres. Because I know that's a part of the planning for each facility, is to make sure that safety is brought up to each employee as well as to the individual residents.
Well, absolutely. And for many of our locations, I'm thinking in particular now our affordable housing locations, one of the things people don't realize is that is actually controlled access. So all of our residents who live in each of those communities, it's a controlled access. So you live there, you have a badge that lets you in, and if as visitors come, then they contact you and you give them access. So that is an element of safety that some of the people may not realize we have. That, of course, is also the case in our continuing care retirement communities, although there are so many more people on those campuses with staff and, of course, access throughout the day. People can come and go. We are staffed with security. There are so many different things that are part of that aspect of safety. There's two ways of looking at safety. There's that physical safety that we were just talking about, and then there's that feeling of safety because you know you are in a place where you belong.
Right. I brought this up partially because we have public service announcements that we have from Lutheran Senior Services in each studio here. So when we're doing one of our broadcasts, if we need to do something about the public service, we can. And one of them is actually very relevant to the month of October. It is an Aging Answers public service announcement that says seniors should plan ahead for fire safety because this is now October. It's National Fire Prevention Month. So it's one of those things that I know it immediately, if you go into one of the facilities, you know, almost from the time you look up, you see where a fire exit sign is. You know that there are fire extinguishers. But even more importantly, you were talking about the physical safety. The residents there learn these things, and it's not just the Aging Answers that are on the website, but these are things that are presented to the residents so they can understand, I should think about this year round and review the safety plan.
As we should in all of our homes, absolutely. And speaking of safety, that's a great lead into my devotional thought just very quickly. I was thinking about other notes of comfort, and you think about Psalm 23. And sometimes when we have our rituals for things, we can often get so caught up in the ritual of saying the psalm without really thinking about what it means. And, you know, that whole idea of safety, of being watched over, of being comforted by a shepherd. I have a devotion here from actually our staff devotion some years ago that takes the verses of Psalm 23 and then puts it in perspective for today. So I want to close our time together today, Buzz, by just reading this version of Psalm 23. Helps us think about what the words mean. The Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, that's rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters, that's refreshment. He restoreth my soul, that's healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, that's guidance. For his name's sake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing. I will fear no evil, that's protection. For thou art with me, that's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that's discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, that's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil, that's consecration. My cup runneth over, that's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, that's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, that's security, forever. That's eternity. May you have a very blessed today, Buzz, a very blessed day today, Buzz, and blessings to all of our listeners as well.
Thank you, Jane Wilkie, Lutheran Senior Services, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thank you very much. I'll be here.
All right. His time continues after the news. At 8 o'clock, it's the study of God's Word.